You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back from the dead.
Girls, not in a good way.
Reese went out last night. He is dying.
Dying. But I love you all. That's why I'm here.
Like, he is committed to the cause. You're somewhere. Sorry. I took a sleeping tablet last night and of course I overslept and woke up and I feel like I have so much stuff to do. Like, everything is just a mess. Anyways, welcome to this week's news rundown. RT here looking news for a new presenter.
Right. No.
Plastic sheeting. RT news.
Like, we were going to do an episode on Love Island and we just said there is actually... We might talk a bit about Love Island in this episode.
But it doesn't deserve its entire own episode. Like,
not this season, anyways.
Not this season. But first of all, we need to talk about Reese's... One of Reese's icons.
Oh, my idol.
One of his three pillars of religion, I suppose.
Oh, true.
Molly May. I'd say she's had her baby already. And it's just taken some time off. I'd say she wasn't actually prepared for how traumatic giving birth is, because I've seen it. It's traumatic.
No. She probably just went, it's like having a poo.
Yeah, she probably thought she's going to sneeze it out anyway. Do you know who will sneeze one out? Stacey Solomon. She's on her fifth child. That child's going to fucking walk out.
Her place. Like, she's like a revolving door. That one.
No, genuinely.
I'd say she has a loyalty card for the hospital.
Definitely. The Starbucks. Like, she's frequented.
No, but lads, I'm so bad at Molly May.
Frequent
right?
flyer.
I'm so bad at Molly May that I'm going onto her Instagram multiple times daily, refreshing it, looking for the black and white video.
I'm guessing that there will be a black and white video or a post, and it'll just be like one of her fingers and the baby's like entire hand wrapped around her thumb or something. And it's going to be black and white with like the date, the name. Maybe not the name. She might do a Kylie Jenner on it.
Sorry, now. No, she better not.
She'll be really annoying.
She better fucking not, right? Because I've been waiting for the name of this child. The name is all I want to know.
Yeah. What if it's something for shit?
It's been so widely rumored. It's going to be Halo Cloud. Yeah. All this shit. I don't think it's going to be anything.
Tommy uploaded and she to the cloud.
Like Cloud Fury. Kind of cool.
Cloud Fury. No.
I think that's cool.
Halo Fury. It's a bit,
well,
unpredicting.
No, I think I know it's like such a basic name, but I always just said that she should have done Francesca Fiori. I think that's such a nice name.
You live on a different fucking planet.
I think Francesca Fiori is such a nice name.
Okay, Crystal Creed.
I love your double letters name. Brianna Barrett, it rolls off the tongue. And they call her. But the thing is she can't because her manager's Fran.
Yeah, her manager. Like, imagine I named my child after you.
Well, she gave her a lash.
I mean, true. But anyways, I actually saw a clip this morning and it was Joe Mora on Love Island. And she was like, why are you asking her that?
Oh, that is one. That is a reality TV staple. I was only discussing this, right? I know we're kind of going a bit off topic, but Mora, I was discussing it with my friends last night because we were all down in Kilkee in my friend's mobile getting ready to go down the town for a few drinks. We watched Love Island before we went. And at the end of it, it was like, I'm coming into that villa to rock everyone. We were like, is she Irish? No, but like, to say it was the perfect, like, tomorrow night. It was And lads, we didn't even go out the next day. We did not go out the next day. I said, we need to watch. And I remember her coming in. Does she turn you on like I do? Nothing will beat her ever.
I don't think so. But I do think Love Island, I think, has just reached its peak.
It has. And this is coming from me, right? I think that Love Island, it peaked at Molly Mae, Maura, Tammy season.
To be honest, I can't remember anyone after them.
Like,
but there's no one that like
the next one. And I'm going to say this, right? I love Maya Jama. I think Maya Jama is amazing.
Yeah.
Why aren't they using her more in the fucking show?
Yeah.
Why? Like,
I don't know. They're following the format of like the.
Like, the after sun, right, is on of a Sunday in the UK. Could they not cordon off a section of the villa, right? And just have it be Maya, India, and Sam. We don't need all these special guests, like.
Yeah, we don't need the families.
Joe,
it kind of ruins it then for the family episode when they're all supposed to come in and, like, you know.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, show us the behind the scenes. Like, go in and, like, show us. Like, do you remember when they used to do it with Big Brother? They'd, like, show clips from, like, the week that we didn't see.
Yeah, and not like have a whole episode. I feel like there's After Sun, there's what? The Unseen Bits. There's
I don't
two
watch books, Unseen Bits.
And there's a podcast. Like,
it's just
too much.
It's a lot of content.
Like,
and
you
honestly,
actually can't keep up. Why can't they just put it on TikTok?
My mind is gone short form, lads. Honestly, yeah. I cannot watch anything that's over. Only thing that I'm watching at the moment that's given me any mental stability is Ginny and Georgia. I can watch that. That's about it. I love it so much. But like, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like it's tired now. We don't want to, the last winter one flopped. Why are we doing it in winter again?
Yeah. It was a flop. I just think like no one is genuinely there to find love. And I feel like no one actually likes each other. And the first couple episodes, I was like, am I watching Traitors or Love Island? Because I was like, faithful.
Right, yeah. But like even like the Traitors was such a simple concept. Like, it's so simple.
To be honest, I love the Traitors.
I do too.
The best show I've ever seen, because there has been no reality TV show except for like the older Love Island, like that was more, and that has had me literally on the edge of this couch jumping out of it going,
no, like it was perfectly cast. Like, it was perfectly cast, right? It gave me that vibe that Big Brother had, where it was like all these different, like there was like an old woman, middle-aged, young, they were all like working together. It was like Amanda.
It was amazing.
Amanda,
the treasure of Wales.
The fact she's going to pubs and doing meet and greets in the traitor's hood. I am obsessed with the woman.
The real princess of Wales.
Truly, the real princess of Wales. But like, it was just the most perfect. Like, I have never. And it's just the fact that it was so simple.
Yeah.
Like, Claudia Winkleman, perfect. Right?
Her fringe.
I can't
deal with the fringe.
I love her fringe. Eyeliner. I think she serves all the time.
To be honest, I wouldn't know what she, like, I wouldn't recognize her without it. So.
That's it.
It's her distinguishing feature. We can't speak. I'm not even hungover.
I cannot put words together.
You're just like shook to your core. The old corner last night. I got, I think, about 3-4 FaceTimes, and Reese does this to me every time he's out. He FaceTimes me and he berates me. He goes, "You're so fucking boring. Why aren't you out? Get the fuck out of your house."
No, bear in mind.
The
I haven't gone out in like a good year, and I've gone out twice in 1 month, and I think I'm a fucking party girl. I'm like, girls,
I think you're fucking Chloe Ferry, like.
I do. I think I'm one of the Geordie Shore ones, like.
Gotta get moto.
Gotta get moto.
That is literally you. But yeah, to get, you're so poor. Get the fuck
off. No, lads, I'm gonna have no.
I am in Dublin.
I'm gonna have
How
no
am I going to get to the old friends. Quarter?
Like, I'm gonna have no friends. Claudia, Aisling, you, poor old Miriam got a call and all last night. I don't normally ring her. Who else?
Just can't. And the funniest part was, Brianna, I can't hear you, so I'm just gonna talk at you, but you know I love you. I was like, no, I can't. I was like, actually can't. And I was just there brushing my eyelashes out, like, and he goes, do you know what? Thank God you're doing that, because that is a pillar of self-care.
Like, it's so awful because my friends are like right beside me. They must think that I think, like, they're boring.
Your entire friend group are like out, like right next to you, and you're like, I'm just gonna FaceTime my other friend.
I'm so bad. I think it's because I get like guilty or something that we're all not out having fun together. So I want everyone to know they're loved. Like, I think
everyone has to join.
No, but no, lads, I'm sorry now. I know we're so off topic. I'm just actually talking at the microphone.
This is the news of the week. It's okay.
The news of the week, lads.
The news of the week has no rhyme for
the me. News of the week is the old quarter played Nonsense by Sabrina Carpenter. And I lost myself.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. They played it over the speakers. I was living.
Something. No comment on that. Place. Anyway.
Anyways.
And we talk about the Enoch Burke name.
Oh, that's Enoch.
Like, do you know how there was ghosting? Like, you'd get ghosted.
Yeah.
You can now, there's a new thing. You can now get Enoched. The person just shows up and doesn't fucking go away.
No, my favorite are the memes.
My father, 50 plus years of age, is sending me memes. Which is worse, he's forwarding them. Because he's getting them from my granddad. Like
it's, you know, like, it's bad. Enoch Burke storms the Love Island villa.
Yeah. Or do you know if you say Enoch Burke three times in a mirror, he'll show up.
But like, okay, so if people don't know who we're actually on about, because there's still a lot of people who don't, surprisingly, yeah. Even though he's shoved down our throats by the Irish media. Basically, this is
talk about Enoch Burke.
No, literally, this is a man who taught in a school, and basically there was a non-binary person in the class and they wanted to be called they, them, and he would not call them by their pronouns, and he basically got fired, and he can't like cope with the fact that he got fired, so he went to jail for the Christmas fighting this. Then he got let out, and now he will not stop going to work. I saw
He's
a tweet this morning.
At the school.
Yeah, I saw a tweet this morning, and it, lads, it goes.
What and will his father be dropping him off?
No, yeah, it's all it's
school
big ache. Big ache, like, I'm sorry.
Does he not have a driver's license at his age?
Honestly, like, not.
What's the car situation there? Why are you getting a lift off your father?
No, I saw a tweet this morning, and I in my state, I couldn't get over how funny it was. They're like, what does Enoch Burke do on his Saturdays?
Would love to know, though. Would love to know.
He's planning his routes for the next week.
He seems like a hiking kind of man.
No, he's still getting the money together for free now. It's because he's mortified his dad has to, you know.
<drop him. laughs> No, I'm not able. Like,
free now, sponsor Enoch Burke.
He's getting fined for each like time he shows up in school.
I know, but like, lads, it'll be great to see if he shows up next week.
I should have gotten fucking paid every time I showed up to school. Never mind, fine.
No, the best ever was like when he was like outside and the principal's like, you are banned from this premises. And he was like, no, I was unlawfully arrested. I was, no, but the best is when like the gates close and he just stands out there. And then a car like has to go in, so they open the gate. He runs.
Like through the gate of the school. What a sad sack.
What is it? But his parents are like tapped as well, and all of his family. They're like this culty kind of thing.
So I have knowledge on this. They are evangelical Christians.
Sorry if any evangelicals are listening. I didn't mean you were a cult. I just don't know.
They're very eccentric about religion, is all I can say. Like, they are very much like hardcore.
Fundamentalists.
Hardcore. Yeah, hardcore religion people. My aunt in Brazil is one, and they always try to fucking convert you. I remember when I went to Brazil, she took me to the evangelical church, and I was like, cool, whatever, like, into it.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus. They gave me a Bible, right, in Portuguese, like a Portuguese evangelical Bible. We went to the church, which is like quadrangular.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think that's what I remember anyway. And all of a sudden, there's like, my aunt has like me on one side. There's a pastor in front of me, and they're like, accept Jesus. Like, accept Jesus. So apparently, I got like baptized.
Oh,
Or
no,
like
please.
initiated into it. And I told my mom, and she was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I don't know, man. I just had the day out in Brazil.
You going to like get a tour of the church, being converted to the religion?
Honestly, very
only
me.
you, like, only
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then there's me like 2 years later in this Scientology center.
No, she's gonna. You're gonna catch. You're gonna catch Brie in the nurse in the nun's outfit now in the corner, like
no,
preaching
for
to
real.
the world.
I think I might just take up my holy vows, join the order. Do you know when it's like there's that TikTok trend? Like, what would it take for you to join a cult?
A cute
And
tote
it was
bag.
like some really cute merch. And then Fionnuala J, I fucking love her. She goes, maybe some like really nice pastries.
Honestly, I'm with you on that, Fionnuala.
Me, just a day out, really.
Just a day out. Glass of Prosecco's all I need.
Sexy.
No. So
I went to New Grange yesterday, right?
I know. Very random.
Have you seen National Treasure?
Yeah.
Do you know the Freemasons?
Yeah.
They're an organization, like a man. They're called like a fraternity, right? And loads of famous people were a part of it, like presidents, Oscar Wilde, like loads of famous people. And their premise is to like empower each other and make them be the best version of themselves. It's non-religious, non-political, whatever. In Newgrange, on one of the stones, the Freemason symbol was carved into the rock, right? And then we asked the tour guide, and he was like, yeah, actually, one of the grandmasters, who was the grandmaster of Ireland in Freemasons, lived like next door and built like a little building at the back of Newgrange, which you can still see in like the 1800s. He built it, so it's all like stones, and said, like, it said that they did loads of like Masonic rituals and stuff like that there.
Oh, mad.
I thought it was so insane. And then I went on a deep dive, and it said like before that, in like, I think it was like 1765 or something, there was a man who thought there was treasure in Newgrange underneath like the basin that's in there. And he went like looking for gold. And I was like, does gold even like come naturally to Ireland? And apparently it does, like in Waterford.
Oh.
It's apparently known as the Gold Coast. So there was a lot of gold there. So think historically, there was a lot of gold. Even when you look at like relics that are in the Museum of Ireland, like the Arda Chalice,
Well, yeah,
which
they're all
dates
gold.
back ages, the Tower of Broach, they're all gold. So obviously there was gold, there was like these relics, but there's not that many of them in Ireland to be seen.
Yeah.
But there definitely was them at some point. So anyways, me man thinks there's treasure there. Probably goes, digs it up, whatever, with the Freemasons. That's what I'm thinking. Stores it, keeps it for safekeeping. And then when Michael O'Kelly, he was from Limerick, mind.
Oh.
He discovered Newgrange. Obviously didn't discover it, but excavated a large part of it. He said he went there where the treasure supposedly was and just saw the basin cracked open and a bunch of fragments. So there was nothing there when he went to look for it. So it could have been taken before then. There might not have been something at all. But the hole or whatever where it supposedly was found empty with broken pieces.
Well,
So somebody's
lads,
obviously been there.
if we don't get a Fáilte Ireland collab after that.
What's better, there's a Freemasons Grand Lodge. The lodge is kind of what they use as like their meeting places. There's one on Molesworth Street in Dublin, right around the corner.
Right.
And they're
So,
still active. Still active. Like, you can literally, it's all on Google.
Jesus.
I went down a rabbit hole. A full rabbit hole.
We're
so if
very
Nicolas
different
Cage
people.
needs an extra for the movie, the
We're
third movie
very,
they're gonna
like,
make.
I, lads, I am the worst with history and museums. I just am like,
I live.
I know Brianna is like, I'm shocked you didn't do like history or something in college.
I know. I am wasted in the healthcare system.
Yeah, like, I'm shocked you didn't go and like
I don't
be a
know, find
hit. I don't
Cleopatra's
know.
tomb.
I don't know, like, I don't know. I just feel like you've always been very intelligent in that respect.
Do you know what makes me really sad, actually? This is what I didn't actually know this until recently, but a lot of, I think it was Al Qaeda or one of the terrorist groups in one of the wars got their hands on a lot of like old artifacts, paintings, like old scripts, like religious material that wouldn't have coincided with their beliefs, so they just destroyed it all. So
That's
like,
terrible.
no, it's a piece of the history just like thrown out because it's like, no, that doesn't like fit within this one book that we believe in, which
Okay,
makes
well,
me really sad.
speaking of terrorist groups,
What?
Brianna wrote in our topic list, War on Horizon.
So there is actually a war coming. Like World
No.
War III is happening. No,
No.
it fully is. So
No, I
first
just
of
don't
all,
want to listen. No, I can't do this today.
Was it Mary McAleese or Mary Robinson? I think Mary Robinson is dead, isn't she?
No, she's not. I
Right.
am a Mary Robinson stan. That
It was
woman.
one of the Marys, former president of Ireland, was present for the doomsday clock reveal. Did you see that?
Yes.
We're like 90 seconds away to midnight, saying the world is ending,
Yeah.
essentially, which is like, okay, we all kind of knew this. Like, a lot more people should have recycled. Anyway, like, the world is coming to an end. We knew that.
Oh.
We knew that. But now, because the USA, a NATO country, other NATO countries have also started supplying tanks to Ukraine in this war. Russia has now announced that by any NATO member country, whatever, sending supplies like that to Ukraine during this war is directly involving them in the conflict, which apparently gives Russia the right to retaliate against any NATO member, is what the statement said.
Yes.
But RT News is all about Enoch.
As they should be.
No, like,
Eliminate.
It's actually done.
Eliminate the panic, please.
War is on the horizon. We're all gonna die.
No, Brianna. Like, Brianna.
No, it's actually true. But
No.
my favorite thing is, like, these things will happen, right? And, like, I am guilty for it. I used to use RT News, especially during the pandemic, as my main source of information for like news. You trust it. But there are so many other sources out there, like BBC News, Sky News, CNN, and you really need to, you know, educate yourself, which I have started to do. And the more I do, I'm like, haha, we're all fucked.
And that's why I like being stupid. Anyways,
I'm like, it's not good. Not good.
I'm like, no, lads, I can't. No, I can't. I wouldn't be able to live my life day to day. I can't do it. I can't do it.
But anyways, maybe I'm spreading misinformation. I
Maybe
feel
you
like
are.
maybe I am. But I feel like before
Okay.
this
This
comes out,
Brianna.
I will fact check myself.
Brianna, this podcast is making you sound like a religious fundamentalist, a war conspiracy theorist.
Do you know what? I should have fucking gone out last night, not you.
I think
Get it
you
off
should have.
my
I think
system.
you need to get out of the house.
I am. I'm going to food shop and to close off.
Oh
Oh
no,
my God.
stop. Like, oh
Yeah, no.
lads. Oh, lads, I'm
Yeah,
not great.
Biden has said tanks are not an offensive threat to Russia, but then, like, one-sided. Do you know what I mean?
But lads, no
it's like, you
offense.
can say that, love, but, like, Mr. Putin might be like, nah, they are. Fuck you.
No offense.
Have a nuke.
Sure. No offense to poor old Biden. Let's he just needs to go to the nursing home. He's too old for
it. No, God bless him. Just give him ice cream. He loves ice cream. He's known to love ice cream.
Just give him
a gallon of ice cream and put him in a home. Keep
the Irish. Warm. The Irish will send you over some HB and wafers. Do you know?
Literally, give him some ice cream, some wafers, some poems to read about Ireland.
Just
wrap him in an Arran blanket.
Just let Kamala Harris sit in the seat.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't even. Girls, I can't say hello. No, mind Kamala.
Hello. Hiya.
How are you?
Lads,
yeah, I'm so sorry for what this episode is, but honestly, I showed up.
That's all that matters. Essentially, into Enoch's religion.
No, like, I'm sorry. The main theme of this podcast is I showed up. Right?
That's it. Last note to end on, Lucky Girl Syndrome. Because I've seen so many other podcasts do like a whole episode on Lucky Girl Syndrome. And I think it's cute. And like, yeah.
No.
We've all read Secret at this point. We've all read Manifest by Roxy Nafusi. It doesn't make you special.
No, like, just literally fuck off.
It's like Lucky Girl Syndrome on a holiday you paid for.
Lucky to have a job. I'm lucky. They'll be like, oh, you got an extra shot in my coffee today. Lucky Girl Syndrome. I'm like, no, your man probably dropped today.
It's like, you're going to have the shit cider.
Like, then they're like, Lucky Girl Syndrome, I got picked for my team. I'm like, that's because you're probably good at the sport. Like, you know, back yourself. Like, then they're like,
it's good to back yourself. It is good to back yourself. It is good to believe in yourself. Calling it a whole fucking syndrome. Like, get off Pinterest and go for a walk.
True.
Do you know? Get off Pinterest for a little while.
No, like,
go for a walk.
I can't. I cannot with these people. I you're wealthy.
It's another trend, isn't it?
You're wealthy. Pinterest-y, you're lucky kind enough.
Trend.
It's just a stupid trend. It's a stupid trend that came from a stupid TikTok sound that will go around for about a month and everyone will be like, lucky, 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 lucky. And then it'll be a new thing.
I should be so lucky.
Truly. Kylie invented Lucky Girl Syndrome.
I don't even know who's getting all the royalties this week.
No, but it's just like, do you have a job? Like, what are you doing?
All I can hear in my brain is Stacey Solomon go, I'm so lucky.
I'm so lucky. Oh my God. Baby number five, so lucky. Mate. Lucky girl syndrome.
It's like, no, come on, you're just up the duff. Yeah.
You have a baby and you're a multimillionaire, hun.
Yeah.
Lads, I'm so sorry. And this probably makes me such a sustainability hater, but I cannot be dealing with her spray painting knobs for doors that she got from this random place off the side of the road for 50 cents. I'm not able for it to stay safe.
Why?
I don't subscribe to that, Stacey. Just buy the handles. Stop trying to, this is going to be so controversial. I don't care.
Disagree.
No, I know we're going to have to.
If you have something and you can make it better for half the cost, do it.
I understand that.
A bit of grit.
No, I understand that, right? But it's just the fact she acts like she needs to do that. I'm like, Stacey girl.
You can take the girl out of the flats. You can't take the flats out of the
That's
girl.
That's why I'm Molly May Stan.
Never lived in the fucking flats.
Like, Molly May is just like me if it's I had money.
Brand new. I sourced a teddy exactly like mine
For
my unborn child.
As she got should.
She got as she an Ellie belly made should.
If I had the money she had, as she should. And everyone who... No, I'm sorry. I'm going to be such a Molly Mae apologist. And I don't care. That girl, you're so jealous of her because you want to be her. Right?
I do want her couch cushions. They're fabulous.
I want That girl's life. And I will
everything
say
but Tommy. Everything but Tommy.
True. Oh, but like, but then again, like, he's really nice to her and like worships her. And
I just know.
I don't know, lads. I just think she is just. I know I might cry. I don't know.
And he actually about to both. About to put.
I'm such a Molly Mae apologist. Everyone is jealous of Molly Mae, and they need to stop.
Okay, like,
because we all know, we all know.
Because I'm popular.
Yeah, literally. Literally. But like, I'm sorry. If you had that money, you're telling me you wouldn't do the shit she does.
I don't know, because that never happened.
But that's like, if they give me all that wealth in the morning, I'd be like, yeah, of course, I'm going off getting this beautiful house and I'm going to do it all up. And then I'm going to like have my walk-in wardrobe and have all the tracksuits done by a style wardrobe stylist or whatever. Then get up and like, I don't know, order food all the time because I'm not going to cook in my beautiful new kitchen. Like, I just, she's so relatable to me if I had money. She's so unrelatable, she's relatable. That's
I'm on an end note, I just want to say that Enoch Burke waiting outside the school gates is like me and Reese waiting outside the fucking VIP Stella Hightstyle Awards waiting for any bit of recognition.
No, honestly, just lads, listen.
We're never going to be famous, and that's okay.
No.
If not, at least we have senses of humor.
Like, I'm sorry, just... A nomination is all we want. We only don't want to win.
We get is a nomination bracelet.
True. Thank you, Fashion Level. We appreciate you. but like, I'm sorry. All I want is to get done up and serve a look.
I just want to be loved.
I'm so. They should get us to do the Emma Chamberlain. Joe for the Met Gala when she's like interviewing. They should get us to do that.
Yes. Absolutely. Like,
I'm gonna back. Okay, so this is how we're gonna do it, okay?
Fucking Deadly Cuts soundtrack stuck in my
this
head.
This is how we're gonna do it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm such a lucky girl. I am going to go to the Star Awards. Say it with me, girls.
I'm just gonna put on some Kylie.
Oh, Chef Kylie.
I'll get her off now.
Oh wait, I'll get her up on mine.
Kylie,
right here.
Go on.
This is the outro to the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, we could also do a bit of Britney Spears, Lucky.
No.
Okay.
She's not having a good time at the moment.
Yeah, she's not really.
Kylie Minogue remains unproblematic. Oh, I can't hear it.
No.
No.
Oh, raging.
I can't hear it at all.
Oh no.
Unlucky girls intro.
We are unlucky.
Oh god. Okay. Good night.
We have 1 minute remaining.
Can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear it?
No.
Oh.
Girls, we have to end it here. We're unlucky girl syndrome.
Oh. I should be so lucky. Lucky. Okay. TTYL.
We love you. Thanks so much for sticking around this weird episode. But I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.